sweet lotus blossom. Please do.
So the, it's such a scam, like, okay, so you have, like, all these fat Republicans complaining, oh my God, entitlement programs, you gotta get them down, because a poor white child, a poor black child can't eat, and but that's his own fault, so starve him to death, make him do crack and shoot people, that's better for the community, for the world, and then we can get him in the military so he can have practiced shooting people and doing crack so he can do it in Iraq. No point, except to make defense contractors lots of money. Way home.
Dr. Listwood is a better friend to me than 90% of this audience. At least she gives me good ratings on iTunes.
There is a whore. There is a whore. There is a whore.
Hello. I'm back.
If you pull up, then you know we'll clap your hands.
Please don't be concerned.
If you pull up, then you know we'll clap your hands.
Please, treat them.
If you pull up, then you know it. Then your ass can surely show it if you laugh. And you know we'll clap your hands.
Please don't
if
worry.
If you laugh, and you know it, quit
please
your joint.
Don't do that to each other.
If you laugh, and you know it, quit your joint.
Sorry, Cheryl, that little Listwood Cheryl mix didn't work. There's not room in the world for two of you, I guess. Two assholes. Listen, I'm not in a bad mood, you fuck faces. It's just that I was outside with the dog. It was a beautiful day, and I almost got laid. So, you know, I came back to do my show, and I thought, I came back for this? For this? No thanks. And then I realized, oh, wait a second, I'm no longer obligated to do five shows a week. I could just tell you all to get fucked. But no, I didn't. I decided to come back and do my program. You know why? why? I can't think of a reason why. Sorry. Anyway, good morning, everyone. I hate everyone, especially you all. Not really. And get fucked. So, Let's see. I have a vagina. My name is Madge. I need to warm up. This show's going to be very short today, by the way. I have an alarm clock on because my shows can't really be 160 minutes.
She called pest control. And when she was sprayed, she never was bothered again.
She called pest control. I'm just kidding. Fuck off. What is with Bob Dole? Listen, how somebody who's evidently geriatric is calling themselves Bob Dole and repeating quotes from about 3 years ago. I mean, 30. I mean, whenever Bob Dole ran for president. Like, reciting old Saturday Night Live show scripts about Bob Dole? What the fuck? Did I just go back in time? I mean, what the hell is that? Where does Bob Dole come from? What did you do this weekend, drug-wise? That's what I want to know. 96. We can do it at 1:30 your time instead. Yeah, sure. If you're happy and you're prolipsed, get fucked and sideways, blow it. If you're happy and you know it, that's fine. Okay. 1:30 my time. Just for like an hour and a half or so. That's okay, right? Just for an hour and a half? That's probably enough, huh? Take the forwarding off. Yeah, and well, it's off. I think I did turn it off, actually. I think I did turn off the forwarding on the Skype. I'm happy today. Actually, it was a beautiful day. Normally, I don't take the dog out before the show to the park. You know, I mean, I'll take him out for a duty and everything, but I took him to the park, and it was so nice, but there was this Chinese lady following me. I think she was trying to see if I was going to do any Falun Gong in the park. Yeah, I'm really upset about... China and all the ass-kissing that's been going on. If you want an example of this, I was just listening to this on my iPod. I say iPod because I would need to pronounce things differently. Who it belonged to, or your mother. Let's see, maybe I am a little bit low energy. I shouldn't have gone outside. I just wanted to stay out forever and ever. It was so beautiful outside. Let's see. What was I looking for, people? What's that thing on the wall? You know what? If you'd watch this show regularly, you'd know that, because I'm not going to repeat myself. We just had that. I do need a Benifa. Actually, I need an espresso, so I need to play a song. Vera, did you enjoy that song about you being a whore? That was made by Podcast Mark. He's from, what's that country with Helsinki? Rulalenska? What's her country? With Rulalenska, Finland. Yes. Wasn't that nice? He made a song about you, honey. All about you, Vera. Good. Vera was upset that she wasn't included in the importance of being prolapsed. But Vera, you don't understand. That was just an impromptu thing. It just happened. You just have to go with the flow sometimes, you know? You snooze, you lose. You're a whore, you lose more. And that's all I have to say on the subject. Can't. Okay, you're flowing. What's wrong, Vera? Why are you flowing so? Something happened to you? Mental illness? Yes, sometimes the flow is very heavy. Even postmenopausal women like Vera and myself flow heavily. I'm going to play you an example while I get my coffee and wake the fuck up because I need to wake up and I need to yell at people. Sad weekend, why? Nothing really sad, I hope. Nothing like important sad. Just depression sad, right? Vera? Okay, well, we'll cheer you up then. I'll be in a good mood just for you. Get fucked. Shit sandwich. Well, you know what? At least it's food. Sorry. Who died? In memoriam. Someone died? Face the prolapsed nation. Let me see what this is. Who died here? What's going on? Why don't I hear nothing? Sorry, bitches. Oh, that's why. Oh, it's that fucking Bruce Springsteen's fucking guitarist. Who gives a Christ? Jesus Christ. All right. Who's my vagina belong to? Oh, it was from International Herald Tribune. I'll go till noon. since my afspraak with Vera is a little bit later, I can go a little bit longer, but we're still going to have the very annoying thing. Then maybe I won't go till noon, because so far it's been a very boring show. Would anybody disagree with that? No, I don't think so. But I did enjoy being outside, and the problem with that is that it... You know, I get a little nervous before I... People who've been listening to this program for a long time know that I get nervous when I... I get high anxiety before I travel. Let's see, where's my vagina under me? It's weird, though, this story. It was about, like, fucking cunt. Where the fuck is it? Jesus Christ. Here. This is the story. Now, while I play this, I finta go get my coffee. So think about this. But this is just an example of the ass-kissing that's going on with China and the inability to question. As if the only human rights abuse China has committed is against Tibet, you know? Here we go. Please fuck yourself. Okay, I'm going to make coffee, so just relax.
This message is presented to you by International Herald Tribune Audio News.
Lotus Blossom.
Paris plans charm offensive on China after protests. After a wave of anti-French protests in China, President Nicolas Sarkozy of France is sending three top officials there this week in a diplomatic charm offensive aimed at limiting the political and economic fallout from the controversies surrounding the preparation of the Olympic Games. The president of the French Senate, Christian Poncelet, headed for Shanghai on Monday, to be followed by former Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin on Thursday. On Friday, it will be the turn of Sarkozy's chief diplomatic advisor, Jean-David Levitt, to reassure the Chinese leadership that France has no intention to strain relations. In the wake of China's heavy-handed clampdown on Tibetan protesters, Western governments have come under increasing pressure from their citizens and the media to use the Olympic Games as a lever to extract concessions from Beijing on human rights in Tibet. José Manuel Barroso, president of the European Commission, the executive arm of the European Union, will take up the topic Thursday when he visits Beijing, a spokesman said Monday. But Paris has become the main focus of the Chinese, notably after footage of a Chinese athlete in a wheelchair protecting the flame from protesters in the French capital turned her into a national hero and talk show star. Poncelet carried a letter from Sarkozy to President Hu Jintao of China in which he apologized for the incident and invited the athlete in question, Jin Jing, to come to the Elysee Palace. Coming after a one-hour meeting Friday in Paris between Sarkozy and Zhao Jinjin, whose special envoy, the sending of the officials to China is the latest sign that France is increasingly concerned about protecting its economic interests in China. Thousands of Chinese protesters targeted outlets of the French supermarket chain Carrefour over the weekend, demonstrating against what they see as France's stance over Tibet. Sarkozy has said that he would attend the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in August only if China began an official dialogue with the Dalai Lama, Tibet's exiled leader. China has refused. On Monday, Sarkozy's office stressed that this condition remained in place. It is one of the elements that will determine whether the president attends the opening ceremony, said Frank Louvrier, Sarkozy's director of communications. But Louvrier also acknowledged that it was in France's interest to bring the...
I wish somebody would attend to my opening.
...this closely and on a daily basis, he said. Carrefour, which has 112 hypermarkets and over 2 million customers in China, said Monday that it was still too early to evaluate whether there had been any economic costs to the protests. French officials played down the risks of a Chinese boycott of French goods, arguing that Beijing was more dependent on French consumers than vice versa. China's exports to France are worth four times as much as French exports to China. Indeed, some commentators said that the fact that goods made in China are becoming ever more common may play a role in the current popular outcry over Tibet. Under the noble defense of our universal values, sometimes a racist stench hides that is quite contrary to the principles we pretend to incarnate, the Figaro wrote in an editorial Monday. Mm-hmm. The pro-Tibetan mobilization is that much stronger because it is fed by a fear of made in China. France's situation contrasts with that of Germany, which, with Europe's largest economy, has even more business at stake in China. Chancellor Angela Merkel drew Chinese ire in a scaling back of both business and political contacts after she received the Dalai Lama in her Berlin office last autumn. Now, however, analysts say that Merkel looks smart. She made clear her view on human rights in China, and in a sense that has helped divert any popular anger toward German businesses dealing with China. Volkswagen, for instance, is one of the major sponsors of the Beijing Olympic Games. The Olympic flame has had a tortuous journey in most cities it visited. In Athens, protests by the press advocacy group Reporters Without Borders made headlines, and in London tens of thousands took to the streets to call for more political and religious freedom for Tibet. By dint of Merkel's early action and the fact that Germany did not host any part of the Olympic torch relay in Europe, Germany has thus ducked trouble, at least so far.
Housework.
Merkel, a Christian Democrat, has made clear she will not go to the Olympic Games.
That's really weird. Everything comes back to porn. Agape, you will not believe this. I'm trying to find a cleaning job, and all I'm getting is blowjobs. It's unbelievable.
Asma Kassim, the biggest star in Malawi, is talking to the press in the Ozark Mountains.
Thank you for coming, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hi. You know, a lot of your American movie stars like Madonna and Angelina Jolie, they are always coming to Africa to adopt our children, and it got me thinking. I am Asma Kassim. I am the biggest star in Malawi, and I should go to America and adopt. Look at this poor, poor boy. I have come here to take him away from all of this. The strip malls, the Taco Bell, that according to Jim television program. No, Dale. No candy bar. No more of that. No more Ritalin. All right? Maybe, just maybe, my fame can save this boy from dying of stupidity. In a couple of years, you will think of Africa as your home. You are a lucky, lucky boy. What are you? A lucky, lucky boy. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming. I'm Asma Kassim. I am the biggest star in Malawi.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, so now we go a little bit later in the program, and we go to the part where she's taking the little boy. So this is this Malawi star. I just love how she's reversing. So, I mean, this is just genius because I've never seen this done before. Like a Malawi, you know, Madonna adopts kids from Malawi, so they have a Malawi person adopting white kids from America because they're being starved by eating junk food. It's brilliant.
Oh, blocks
now, this is when they're
kisses.
Going home. Of course. Hold on. My Surly, that's not funny. That's a great show.
Asma Kassim and her new son Dale are on their way back to Malawi.
No. I do not want any more hickory smoked almonds. Please. I ordered the kosher meal. Thank you very much. Finally, Dale, you have stopped crying. What was all that fuss in the airport terminal? You do not need all of this. Nacho chips and this big gulp and the wormy gummy bears. All you need is this root. Look at this root, Dale. Kalahari tribesmen, they can go for 3 days without eating if they chew on this root. Look, you want some? Now, Dale, go to sleep. And when you wake up, you will be in Africa. And I will buy you a pet baboon and a giraffe because, Dale, I am the biggest star in Malawi. You want to call me mommy? No,
yes.
Not yet. I will give you time, Dale. It will take time for us to bond. Come on, wave goodbye. Wave goodbye to America. You know how to wave. That's it. Good boy, Dale.
Every year, 1.4 million Americans are adopted. 500 children leave the United States, but only one has gone to Malawi. He is a lucky, lucky boy. Good night, America.
On an all-new Tracy Ullman State of the Union, Tracy...
Oops, that didn't come from that. That was legal. Anyway, my vagina smells, I'm a lesbian. My vagina smells, I'm a lesbian. I have food allergies, I'm a lesbian with food allergies. My vagina smells. I have six vaginas of food allergy. I have a vagina, food allergy, vagina, lesbian, 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 hurts and smells, vagina. I'm trying to get a whole work. I've got 2 weeks I'm going to be not doing this program when I'm in Malawi, so I'm going to try and catch up with my vagina quivers right now. Vagina, 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 clitoris, suck, suck, cunt, eat, fuck, whore, duty, 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 piss. Piss, vagina, cunt, pitch, vagina, cunt, piss, piss, cunt, whore, fetus, juice, cunt, cunt, cunt. Cunt, 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 cunt. Cunt, vagina. Yes, Chris, did you enjoy any of them? What about it, Chris? What about it, Chris? What about it? Ross? What about it? I'm not doing shit, Brian, while I'm gone. I'm not even taking the computer with me. Well, maybe I will, but I'm planning not to. I hope I can get the it. You're not going to hear it. Mind your own fucking business. Lips. All right. Evidently, I have nothing to talk about. So I will look at the news items and perhaps go into Skype if I get desperate enough. They signed H&R Block. I A ought bay, I may, untracked K, out A. Et gay uct fay. Not my problem, nay. What a great program. Too bad I only have 7 minutes left with this excitement. Jesus Christ. I guess I have to turn Skype on. I have nothing to say. Maybe I am in a bad mood. How astute of you to notice. I should have stayed outside and just said, fuck this, right? But then what am I supposed to do when there's all these people waiting in the chat room not paying attention to anything? Right? Would you people have minded if I just sort of never came back today and just said... Okay, let me just say this. If in the future you don't see me at 11 a.m., it means that I'm not here. It means that... Oh my God, Twitter's down. Whatever shall we fucking do? Dave Wartner says Twitter's down. What are we gonna fucking do without Twitter, huh? What in the Christ are we gonna do without the fucking Twitter? Okay, I'm going to look at what Bicycle Mark found important today. Although, how recent are these? These are old. He hasn't been on the computer lately. Never mind. I'll look at my own start items from the Schmoogle. Food shortage in Japan. He traces the origins of Christian antisemitism to Constantine's birthplace in Trier, Germany, when the Crusaders... sent down, I almost said who cares, down the Rhine, systemically destroying Jewish communities. Okay, my Skype's on, so now whoever called me while the Skype was off, you can call me. Well, Bicycle Mark is online, maybe he is. Let me try this. I talk to him in a coon's age. And I don't mean a black. Not like that. I don't mean racist. That's what Auntie Vera would mean. Mark?
Hello.
Mark, are you busy?
I'm not busy. I'm in a cafe.
Okay, because if you were busy, you wouldn't have green on your Skype. Hello? Are you still in Portugal?
I am. I'm in Latvian.
So what's new that I should know about that I don't know about because I'm too self-centered?
What's new? I'm reading this, this magazine, Mother Jones?
Sure, yeah. I read some of the things I did see the things you circled yesterday, I think. Yeah,
I've been reading through. They did this big special on energy, not just nuclear, old energy and new energy. And they kind of broke it down, how much the United States uses, what does it have planned. And I've never learned so much about, for example, nuclear energy. I've just been reading all about it. And they also compare it to France and the UK, which is kind of interesting.
Have you been reading anything about this business with China?
I listen to most of my news comes from podcasts, and I've been listening to The Guardian and talking a lot about China. And actually, one of my favorite podcasts, On Point from NPR, they've been in China for the last week doing all these stories, but
really?
They're public radio, so it's sort of...
Well, you know, the reason I asked is because I'm trying to get a handle on it, and I can't. Now, there's something very weird about it, and I was playing an International Herald Tribune business earlier. But there's something very wrong about the coverage that I'm hearing and reading. And it's like, it all seems to be about the economic importance of China. And basically the tone I get from reading most of these articles is, how can we not piss off China but still pretend to care about Tibet, which is really the only human rights abuse that China participates in? That's the tone I'm getting. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, there's an unspoken or spoken corporate line that says don't do this to anyone who wants to really not just criticize but actually, you know, take action, whether it's through a boycott of the Olympics or whatever it could be. I didn't hear about this until a conversation with a South African friend of mine here in Lisbon about the – can you hear about the CNN? I guess maybe –
Yes, I was just about to mention
CNN,
that. Mm-hmm.
Jack Cafferty, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess he denounced China. Did you see it?
I read it. I did not watch it. I'm sure I have it on Crooks and Liars, though. But he denounced. He said that China, the government of China, is basically a bunch of thugs, and it has been for 50 years. And there's nothing wrong with that. He wasn't saying anything about Chinese people or anything racist. And then, like, CNN even made a half apology on it. And there were like 1,500 people that were protesting in front of CNN, and the Chinese people that were protesting claim it was like 150,000 or something. And it reeks of Chinese propaganda work to me. What do you think about it? I mean, this
absolutely.
Is it's
I'm,
weird.
I'm actually,
like they're seizing our media, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, I think it is going to be interesting when they have the games because, you know, obviously it looks like the games are going to go on. And we're not going to be able to stop them and because they want to control things. Like, for example, they don't want it to be live. I don't know I'm too young to remember when the last time the games weren't live. I don't know if they've gone back on it yet.
I don't think they've ever not been
live. The party
live.
Line.
Because before.
Long ago before.
Yeah, but before they had, I mean, broadcast came before taped television. I mean, people before they had the technology to record things, they had to broadcast live. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they ever. I mean, except when they weren't broadcast at all and they had to do newsreels, maybe. Maybe we're back to the newsreels.
That's a good point, actually. I didn't think about that. But yeah, they've been talking about not having
vagina,
it live.
Yeah.
Because, of course, they don't want your vagina live either.
Right.
They're concerned, you know, because somebody could jump out onto the field and hold up a sign.
Well, or they'll streak with their tiny penis. So have you been getting laid at all there? And why did you go to Lisbon? Was this like a last minute thing or what? I didn't know you were going.
Kind
to
of
Lisbon.
Last minute. I've had it up on my Doppler. I don't know if you use this service. There's too many of these.
I use it, but I just put fake trips on there. I just put like, okay, I'm going to Malawi. Trips, which is... Huh?
Okay, well, Malawi would be good.
I make up shit. I just find dumbest names like I could find, like Bosnia, Herzegovina, things like that.
No, I came to check on some stuff. My, you know, I have family business here, and I came to take care of some family stuff to see my grandparents. I've been recording their stories of when they immigrated to Newark in the great. 60s and 70s. So I did a couple more of those, and I just took them out. You know, they want to go.
You took them out? Like mafia?
Yeah, they like going to the supermarket. You know, well, they're old.
Right.
They're 87.
That's old. That is real old.
Yeah. Even for you, that's old, huh?
Well,
you look like a little girl.
Even for me and Auntie Vera, that's old.
And she's old as dirt.
Okay.
Anyway, so I came to check on things, and I've been here since August, so.
What? Really? No, you were there more recently than that, I thought.
Oh, no, it's been a quick year.
Oh, my God, I hate life. I'll be dead tomorrow at this rate.
But I heard that you booked, I was listening on the metro today, that you booked a tentative trip to Hungary.
You are very observant. Yeah, I did. I have to go through with the ticket I used miles. So, oh fuck, you know what I just realized? I'm stupid.
You can't do that?
No, that I just used, I just spent, see the tickets, the plane tickets now are so expensive. I can't afford anything. They've gotten astronomical. So I did book a flight, but I have to using 60,000 miles, but I had to use 25,000 miles to go to Florida next week. So I basically am short 2,000 miles, but I have till the end of the month to buy to go forward with the ticket. But even if I don't, I could probably get it in the next month and still be okay, or just pay for the missing miles. Excuse
you could do like the moment. Credit card company wants every American to do. You could just go out and spend your credit card money and then get air miles.
No, I just, well, I do that. I mean, but I don't, it's actually my debit card, so I don't have to use credit, but my debit card earns air miles. But those take a while to show up on the statement, and I'm broke anyway. So seriously, I mean, I've only been spending money on food. That's it. Because my incoming wounded, my M3 has just been cut in half. My M3 money supply, if that. So
I don't know what that is.
M3. It means M3 is the money, cash. my money is half of my incoming cash flow is half of what it was. So it means I'm broke, but that's hot and everything. So,
you know who I'm going to visit tonight is your favorite Portuguese video blogger, Miguel.
Oh, he's so hot, even though I'm a lesbian. Are you going to see his kids and everything?
I don't know. We're supposed to meet for a drink, I think, perhaps in this lesbian bar where I'm sitting.
Well, please take some nice pictures, and by nice, I mean revealing pictures while you're there, and put them on your Flickr, and then, I don't know, like put them... I don't know how you
privates.
Do that. Somehow, like, privates, yes, but put it on my, how do I know it's, to know it's
there? I should tag it with Use Radio.
Yeah, that would be good. Even though I think what you should do is just email me with the links, maybe. How would that be? I don't know how else to do. I know that's old-fashioned.
All right, we're going to meet at night, so it's a little harder to see.
Well, we have this thing now. It's called flash photography.
I don't really use it, but yeah, okay.
So, and anyway, to answer your question, really, seriously, I do want to go to Budapest. I would like to know. Now, my flight, good God, the problem is I think the flight, because my miles are through America, and I think I have to go to fucking England. So I'll need, like, for this to work, I need a place to stay in England. I need a way to get from England to Amsterdam, where I assume then we could go.
This Rupert person.
Rupert?
In England. I don't know. Everybody else stays with Rupert. Some video blogger named Rupert. Rupert Howe or Rupert?
Oh, yeah. I think he's on my Twitter, but I don't know. Is this somebody I've been mean to that I should start being nice to? That's usually how it goes.
No, you've just been ignored.
No, I'm not fleeing the country. It's just for Vlog Europe. It's just in October. Just relax. Not that I wouldn't flee the country. That would involve cleaning. Yeah, so I was thinking, how are you going to get to Budapest? You're probably going to catch a ride.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to get a ride because there's lots of hitchhikes to Germany, but not so many to Hungary. So I might have to fly with one of these low-cost, even though I hate them. But I have to really book that. I haven't booked it yet.
But you don't need to book that soon, do you?
No, I don't. I'd probably book it in the summer.
All right, well, before you book it, just be sure and chant with me. You have any idea how much fucking air?
There's the train. There's a train that goes to Vienna.
Yeah,
so...
but it's expensive. It's more than the airplane. I mean, it'd be nice, but the thing is, oh, God. We need to, what about that fucking, oh, well, he's unreliable, MacDuck man, because he was going to drive us last time. There's got to be somebody who will drive. What about the vlog, the Zolo people? Can't they get a van or something?
They can usually borrow, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they make you pay for gas. I had to pay for gas when we went to Heidelberg.
That's like $30,000 each, right?
I thought, you know, they were going to, like, pay for it. And then they turned to me at one point, and they're like, so you're paying for gas. I was like, oh,
that's okay. That's like making Mother Teresa, like, eat out my pussy. That's not nice.
Even though you would have accepted that.
Oh, look, DJ David J is there, the gay trucker. I haven't seen him in a coon's age.
Does he still do a podcast?
Sure he does, yeah. He does podcasts.
Well, I'm a little out of touch.
Yeah, well, it's hard to keep touch with every single fucking faggot trucker podcast. You know, I know that you're very interested in that genre, Mark. Between
I'm
a,
you
him
know,
and
amateur.
Between him so, and the, what's his name, the ugly straight trucker with the who's a Republican, what's his name, he's so
fucker Tom.
Trucker Tom with the ugly ass thing. Ugh. Anyway, all right,
what else? I was gonna tell you something else.
What's that?
We didn't talk about this because I've been so busy. But you know that they passed this what is it called, clear skies or open skies thing, which is basically going to allow U.S. and European airlines to fly more cross-Atlantic flights. So you're going to see more U.S. companies, like, I don't know, a Southwest or something, flying to Europe. They're now going to be allowed to, if they can find the slots.
Can you explain that? I don't understand.
Well, as far as I know, until now, it's been limited according to only certain airlines have been given the right to fly across the Atlantic. That's why you'll never see Southwest Airlines flying across to Europe, among other reasons. It's also expensive, more expensive. So now they pass this sort of liberalization, if you want to call it that, of air travel that says any company can get in on cross-Atlantic flights. So you know this really low-budget Ryanair, some people know about
right.
it.
Right, yeah, I do.
Europe. It's a really piece of shit airline, but, you know, it's a cheap option. And now they technically can, as long as they can put up the money, they can fly cross-Atlantic flights for really cheap and compete with the sort of KLM
Continentals. I read a story that reminds me, I don't know if you read about it, but about how they are skimping on fuel now because it's so expensive. And the planes, like, I know this is true of domestic planes, but basically... the FAA has made it easier for planes to, like, they're putting just enough fuel in to make the trip so that if something happens and they can't land, the planes could easily run out of fuel. So, and they're doing that in order to basically make it cheaper because it's cheaper to fly with less fuel. It's lighter, I guess. Where did I see that story? Yeah, it's scary. And of course, the Bush administration is making that easy to happen because it involves murdering people and cutting costs.
Yeah. I saw a related story from Newark Airport, where a lot of friends of mine worked, that they've had a record amount of flights arriving that were just about out of fuel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where was
and
this?
That's also from really bad planning in Newark.
Yeah, but that's the becoming the norm, though. It's not just an accident. Oh, here. Oh, no, that's from Mother Jones. That's your thing. Cafferty. What about this fake meat that PETA wants to create? Is that retarded or what? Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
PETA's putting up a bounty for somebody who can create, like who can grow meat in vitro. Doesn't that defeat the purpose of PETA? You want to create, like, Frankenstein meat? It's very weird.
I guess the point is that that meat will not be considered, at risk for being maltreated?
Yeah, except that it'll probably cause, you know, I mean, God, that kind of genetic creation. I mean, just who knows what unexpected things could come out of that. I don't know. Mm. Just grow, like, soybeans.
So
here it is. Here it is. I found it. It's from fuck the Pope. Pilots complain. I don't want to talk about her. The pilots complain that cash-strapped airlines are skimping on fuel. It's from Consumerist. Let's see. MSNBC has gathered pilot complaints from a database NASA maintains from the FAA. They show that airlines are challenging pilots' refueling decisions, urging them to carry only the minimum fuel required by FAA in order to reduce the weight of the plane and improve mileage. Pilots, however, have the final say on the matter, and some of them are upset that cost-cutting is a factor at all in such a crucial decision. One pilot wrote in his complaint, "It's almost like a contest to see how far we can spread the company thin, and when the accident happens, then we'll start reintroducing safety elements we once had." Continental Airlines, for example, issued two bulletins last year expressing concern over the number of refueling stops that some flights were making en route to Newark, one of which observed that adding fuel indiscriminately without critically thinking, ultimately critically thinking. Oh my God, is that fucking insane? It's like feeding your child indiscriminately without critical thinking. Well, that actually makes more sense. Adding fuel indiscriminately without critical thinking ultimately reduces profit sharing and possibly pension funding. Oh, what about CEO salaries, you fuck? Airlines,
hey, by the way,
this is just evil. What?
Last week, different issue. I've been watching the Supreme Court decision on the lethal injection.
Yeah.
Because they had held up executions right for the last few months, but they ruled that lethal injection is somehow okay, so they're going to go back to killing people in Texas,
right,
I guess, as soon as possible.
Right. Well, it was really a technicality, like, from what I understand. It wasn't necessarily, it's just that the question was phrased in such a way. I mean, I don't think if it was phrased in such a way that is, you know, is this determining the right or wrongness of capital punishment? I don't think it would have been a much closer decision, if that. It was basically like some technicality, like, it's like it was like a legal technicality, like, did we prove that the burden of proof is, you know, is more burden of proofish than if we had done this? You know, it's, you know what I mean? It's like one of those dumb legal loopholes.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be enough to hold executions for at least a year, but I guess it lasted about 6 months at this point.
It was a 7-2 decision.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? So, all right, so everything sucks. So Japan has a food shortage. Wait, I wanted to find this thing. What were we just talking about that I wanted to...
Before the executions,
yeah,
the flights, the running out of fuel, underfueling planes.
Yeah, I think we were done with that. Let's see. China launches. Okay, this is really interesting. This is, I mean, I read this because it's a statement on the media more than anything. This is from Reuters. And where are you going, Vera? What? Oh, okay. Bye, Vera. You whore.
It's time for the view.
I'll see you at 1:30 my time. Right.
Oh, is there any this hot show coming up?
No. Vera and I are, we have conversations because she's my therapist now. She's cheap. Anyway, yeah. So this is, now what, the reason I'm reading the story is not from the content. It's because, thank you, Vera. It's because the wording of the story is very bizarre. The headline, and this is Reuters, China launches an education drive in Lhasa. And it's Reuters. Beijing, China's Communist Party, has launched a political education drive in Tibet's restive capital, Lhasa, vowing a long campaign to attack pro-independence sentiment and support for the Dalai Lama. China has blamed recent unrest in Tibetan areas on a clique of the Dalai Lama's followers pressing for independence and seeking to upset Beijing's preparation for the August Olympics. Over a month has passed since monk-led protests against government control gave way to deadly Chinese, anti-Chinese rioting in Lhasa. I mean, do you realize how slanted this? I mean, this article is completely slanted towards China. I mean, am I imagining this? I mean, like, they call it, they say China is launching a political education drive. What? It's like fucking like they're selling candy bars or something. You know, an education drive? No, this is a propaganda attack. I mean, China is painting this picture, and Reuters is clearly corroborating that you have these Buddhist monks that are somehow attacking these innocent Chinese soldiers who want nothing but to you know, throw javelins. And this just disgusts me.
Yeah, no, I think there's a conscious campaign in various corporate media and also in government to make this a sort of fringe issue, like, oh no, it's a bad, it's no big deal, put it to the side, brush it off.
Yeah.
I was just online talking to a friend of mine here in Lisbon. Well, he's elsewhere in Lisbon. He has his own shoe store. Mm-hmm. And I usually see him online, and I said, what are you doing online? And he goes, oh, I need to be online to chat with a distributor of mine in China. And I was like, wow, does he treat his workers well? And my friend was like, oh, I guess so.
Who cares?
I wasn't very sure. Oh, and you remember a few podcasts ago of mine, Madge, I had the guy who does the brain machines and the TV Be Gone.
Yeah, sure.
He, I just got in touch with him. We email every now and then. He was on his way to Shanghai. Uh-huh. To go see the factory where his TV Be Gones are made.
Oh, yeah?
To verify himself with his own eyes how his workers are treated and how his product is made. I thought that was really interesting. I mean,
well, I hope it was a surprise visit or else it would probably set it be a setup.
They prepared it. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess he's going to go check on the day-to-day.
You know, this Bob Dole person on the chat room says, can we start calling them Pinko Chinamen yet like they did back during the Cold War? Oh, what's your point, Bob Dole? Is your point that we shouldn't criticize a communist regime, even though we're hypocritically supporting them when we condemn
vote for Dole's wife.
When we condemn
I always
Cuba,
thought
and
too.
We supposedly fought China. We supposedly fought communism for, what, 40 years using, like, 3/4 of the budget? You know, and ruined our country and had a prune-faced Reagan campaign on it? I mean, what's the issue? God, I hate this chat room sometimes. It's so stupid. China gave us the egg roll and fireworks.
Thank you, Mr. Fred.
You know, whatever. All right. All right. Well, I want to talk to Chris Weigel.
Traders.
Chris, can you call in for a sex count or what? Because I haven't talked to you in forever. Can you call in? Chris? Greens.
I guess me and Chris have been distant.
Yeah. Let me see. Maybe I should call you, Chris, because I don't know how it is to combine these calls. You know how it's a problem. Let me call you. I'll call you. I'm just doing it right now. I got a vagina. Did you hear show number 801? By the way, it was a little bonus, Mark.
Oh, God.
Did I hear? Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. Hi. Hello, Chris. Chris?
Yeah.
Chris.
I'm here.
For once, you're not the participant with the most background noise, aren't you? Aren't you happy?
Thank God.
Can you hear some of this?
I hear a lot of it, yeah. Uh-huh. But it's not as bad as it could be. That's all right. It's better than nothing. So, Chris, what have you been doing? Why weren't you here last week? Were you working or what?
Yeah, I work now in the mornings, and I usually don't get home until 1. I'm teaching at a high school now. Down the road from the middle school in the Mexican town district of Detroit. And last week on Thursday, someone stole the catalytic converter from my car. They crawled underneath the car while it was parked while I was in class and used a battery-powered saw to cut it out of the exhaust system and sell it. So
nice.
I'm down about $300.
How much money do you bring in?
They pay me $65 an hour.
That's pretty good.
Does a high school have an auto shop?
No, I don't know if it was a high school. They're gonna look at the security tapes, but I never. There's actually a rash of this going on.
It's crack. It's drug addicts.
It's drug addicts.
That's what they do. They also like to steal copper. Anything copper. Copper tubing. I know somebody whose building they managed to get the, it's very common like in Miami, and this person lives in Miami and they got all their like copper tubing taken out of the building. Like that's all they took. It's really
in
weird.
Newark, they used to steal the metal dividers or highway protectors like on the side. They used to just pull that copper right off in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And you know, it's you're better off saving your pennies literally because they're worth more as copper than they are as pennies.
Actually, it wasn't even copper, come to think, but it was just metal. But anyway,
I read that in the almanac.
But where do you sell that stuff? You just like go to your local like.
There's auto
foundry
stores and yards and lots all over this area. It's covered in them. You just go anywhere and say here, and they give you cash for it.
Uh huh.
And they don't ask questions. That's true. Yeah.
No, No. Hey, why do you have the tiara on? Was it your birthday again?
It looks pretty.
In Detroit last week, they had a city council meeting, and there was a councilwoman. She turned 69, and to celebrate her birthday, in the council meeting, she wore a tiara for the length of the meeting. And
was it as pretty as mine?
No, certainly not. She didn't have the pearls or whatever those, the beads.
That gives me hope. I now have hope for the future of Detroit. Such lawmakers.
What? I think that was racist.
Well, if you have a tiara, then you can probably make better decisions on how to run a city.
I need work.
Yeah, what happened? Are you done with Pod Show now, or what happened?
I can't talk. Well, I can talk. It's like, it's not over, right? It's not over. But
it'll never end.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Exactly. it's not over, but effectively, I'm not talking about it on here. No.
Okay. No. Well, you're not going to turn into that other woman anytime soon, are you? Like, you were planning to turn into another woman?
No. That's not an issue.
All right.
I just don't want Penny and Chang taking over the program.
I own all of me. The issue at this point is more one of technicalities than finances.
It's like a mantra. And why are you going to Hungary?
Well, that's Vlog Europe.
Because I like the fucking spath houses.
Oh, right. Vlog Europe, I thought you just had that thing. I thought you just did that.
I didn't go. It was a year ago. It's over a year ago. It'll actually be, 14 months since the last one when it happens.
Oh, fantastic.
We always have it in the fall at some point in the fall.
Listen, people, you know you can't, you know you really shouldn't talk about stuff when lawyers are involved at the moment.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like, I have a large turd in the airlock that I can talk about.
God, that's horrible. Yeah. And when are you leaving for your South American trip?
It's not a metaphor. I'm leaving Chicago next Sunday, and then next Wednesday I leave for South America. I'll be there for 2 weeks. I'm hoping to travel without the computer. The problem is my iPods keep breaking, and it figures when I finally actually need a new iPod, I'm fucking broke. So I have two iPods, a second generation and a third generation. They're both broken. The only one that works is this Shuffle, but I can't carry enough stuff in there, and I need to be able to carry, you know, stuff. So, you know, and I want to put my yoga videos on there. So I don't want to have to carry a fucking computer around. But then I'm also thinking, like, because there's so much going on in Ecuador now, you know, they just kicked a whole bunch of, I think they just kicked the Americans out of the huge military base in Ecuador, which, of course, could easily spark another proxy war. I don't know if you read about this. I just read it yesterday.
I thought, is Ecuador the one where half of the states have seceded and there's a potential for a civil war, or is that Bolivia?
I'll just read the article quickly. It's from the International Herald Tribune. Ecuador's leader purges military and moves to expel American military base. Chafing at ties between American intelligence agencies and Ecuadorian military officials, President Rafael Correa is purging the armed forces of top commanders and pressing ahead with plans to cast out more than 100 military personnel from an air base here in this coastal city. Carrera, who this month dismissed his defense minister, army chief of intelligence, and his commanders of the Army, Air Force, and Joint Chiefs, said that Ecuador's intelligence systems were totally infiltrated and subjugated to the CIA. He accused senior military officials of sharing intelligence with Colombia, the Bush administration's top ally in Latin America. The dismissals point to a willingness by Carrera, an ally of Hugo Chavez, to aggressively confront Ecuador's military, a bastion of political and economic power in this coup-prone country of 14 million. So, and it says, skipping down some, the gambit also poses a clear challenge to the United States. For nearly a decade, the base here in Manta has been the most prominent American military outpost in South America and an important facet of the United States drug-fighting efforts. Some 1,000 anti-narcotics flight leaves here each month to survey the Pacific in an elaborate cat-and-mouse game with drug traffickers. So it sounds kind of interesting, don't it?
You should definitely go there.
Where are you going exactly? You're going to... Wait,
Peru,
can you hear me?
Peru, then Ecuador, then Colombia.
Oh, okay. I know that the guy, the Republican who's running for... Thank you, Mark. The Republican who's running for state rep in my district left a flyer on my door saying he was going to push for legislation to ensure that English was the official language of the state of Michigan.
That's important.
Yeah.
They always do that. Every few years, some state comes up with that, or they try to do it nationally.
That is
ridiculous.
Make
English the national language.
See, that is the clearest evidence I know of how fucked we are as a nation. You know, every once in a while, I'll have hope that things could get better, you know, if Obama gets elected or whatnot. But then when I hear something like that, all hope completely turns to shit. Because that, and it's just like that last debate they had where it was like a Mickey Mouse. It was like a reality TV show. Oh, and the other thing is, let me tell you the last I want to share this lastly because I'm keeping this show under an hour today for reals. There's three more minutes. Yoga teacher was gone for 2 weeks because she went to the finale of The Biggest Loser because one of her clients was this guy who evidently came in second on the show. So she said, did anybody watch us on The Biggest Loser?
That's a fat people show, right?
Yeah.
Fat people?
So I downloaded the torrent of this show, and I watched it just this morning. And God, it's just like, I don't even like, I mean, poor, I feel so sorry for sociologists that are just going to school today. Because how do you even begin to study something as horrifically disturbing, surreal, and extremely and so revealing of a fucked up, insane, homicidal, suicidal culture than a show like that? I mean, they go on there. They show them pictures of all these people before in their underwear, how fat they are. Then they run up, and every single person does the same thing. They go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they, like, show all these pictures of them being fat and taking exercise. And I just wanted to die or something. Diet, really, but die. And they have like this elaborate stage production. It's like, it's the most expensive looking like set I've ever seen. You know, it's like all these crane shots and this and that. And the weirdest thing is the hostess, the girl who hosts it, looks like she's on crack. Like she's so nervous and she looks like she's got like an Anna Nicole build, only not less dead. But she's like this full figured girl wearing a dress that's way too tight, shows her vagina or her blubber cunt. And she's like, she's like such a poor performer that she's actually like, what do you call it when you do this with the fingers? Like she's doing this.
She's nervous?
Yeah, she's real nervous and she's fidgeting. Yes, that's the word.
Okay.
And it was just so like, it was just so fucked up. So like, it just, the problem is it makes me unable to just put anything into words except, God, we're fucked. God, we're fucked. And then you have your Republican guy in Michigan where everything's more fucked than can be, and he wants to make English the primary language. But nobody lives there.
One of his platforms was anti-illegal immigration and making English the official language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, well, I'm going to end now because I'm really going to stick to this. Bye. Thanks for being on my programs.
Yeah. Bye.
It's getting loud.
Bye. Yeah, whatever. Eat me. Okay. 40 seconds. No, 10. Oops, excuse me. Excuse me. 10 more seconds of program. 8 more seconds of program. 6 more seconds of program. 4, 2, 1, bye.